Oh, just a little while ago, I did what?
Yeah, I taken a dose just a while ago.
And then I'll what some more later?
Yeah, it's time to take the medicine a little later up here.
All right, if you can't hear, what you call, what you say?
If you can't hear, you just kind of motion your hand.
All right, what do you call that, people that can't hear? What do you call them?
Deep.
Okay. And well, it's stuff that if he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he would a lot in the hot sun.
Well, I say he sure is sweating.
All right. And what do you do with, what do you call a sore place on the arm? It begins with a B and it gets real sore and it's all swollen up. What do you call it?
You got that rheumatism.
All right, but what if it's a lump on your arm? It's got a big core in it.
You say you got a carbuncle on it. It's a big bump on a blackhead or something like that.
All right, what comes out of it when you open it up?
Yeah, you open it up, it's a kind of a cool, corrupted. A blood or something come out of it.
When you get a blister and the liquid that comes out of it, what do you call it?
You call that water come out of it.
Okay, and if you've a bee stung you and you said my hand, what happened to my hand? You got what?
It swells up down and be so bum a bee stung me, a bee one.
Alright, somebody got shot or stabbed and you say you got a doctor to look at the what?
At the wound, he may go to the doctor here. Let me see what the man has sew you up now, something that now you lie bleed death.
All right. So what kind of, when a wound doesn't heal clean and this substance gets around the edge of it, what's that called?
That's called a germ. That cause corrupted.
Did you ever hear of proud flesh?
Yeah, proud flesh.
What's that?
That's inflammation sitting up in it.
All right, and what's that stuff, that little red stuff you put on a cut?
Curacone, we put some of that on.
What have you ever heard called anything else?
Cold.
Small bottle of what?
Iodine.
Okay. And pills you take for fever, what's that?
Well, you can take some Anderson tablets for fever, like
that. It's a tonic you take for malaria, too.
Some quinine, take some quinine, that bait fever.
All right, the doctor did everything he could, but he what? The man still what?
The man still died. He done got out the doctor's hand.
And she's been living all alone ever since her husband what?
She's been living ever since her husband passed.
Okay. And any ugly terms you can think of for somebody that died? People might say sometimes.
Well, a lot of people died. They said they went right on to hell. They went right on to hell. They didn't pray. And if they didn't pray, there wasn't nowhere else for them to go but there. That was so.
What do you say, I don't know what he died for. You don't know the cause. You say what?
I don't know the cause of him dying. I said it didn't nothing cause but just his time.
And where do they put people there?
Oh, they take and put them in the ground now. Call that at the graveyard.
And what do you put the body in?
You put him in a castle.
And what kind of ceremony do you go to do it? What's it called? You going to whose?
Going to Sichuan's film.
And some people come, they're all dressed in black, and you say they're in what?
They're in mourning. That's okay. The family, they're in mourning.
Alright, and somebody asked you on an average day, how you feeling? You'd say what?
Said, well, I feel pretty well. I said, thank the Lord, it's well with me as it is.
Alright, the children are out late and your wife's getting a bit excited. You say, they'll be home alright, just don't you what?
I said, don't worry about them, they'll be home alright.
Okay, what about a real sore throat that people get with blisters inside the throat and a disease that a lot of children used to have. They don't have too much anymore. They take a shot and it's called a what?
I call it a diphtheria.
All right. And what about this yellow stuff?
Yellow zander.